Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee for Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. On today's podcast, we'll be discussing Nicholas Kristof's recent articles in the New York Times on intellectual diversity. In his New York Times column recently, Nicholas Kristof offered, quote, a confession of liberal intolerance, unquote. A liberal himself, Kristof acknowledges that universities welcome many kinds of diversity, except the political and philosophical kind. We could add another, viewpoints on evolution and intelligent design. Kristof paints a stark picture of discrimination directed against conservatives and evangelicals. Quote, I am the equivalent of someone who is gay in Mississippi in 1950, a conservative professor is quoted as saying in Passing on the Right, a new book about right-wing faculty members by John A. Shields and Joshua M. Dunn, Sr. That's a metaphor that conservative scholars often use, with talk of remaining in the closet early in one's career and then coming out after receiving tenure, unquote. This hostile environment sounds uncannily like the one ID proponents face. Think of Richard Sternberg, who as editor of Proceedings of the Biological Society of Washington, faced retaliation after publishing a peer-reviewed article favorable to intelligent design. Scientific orthodoxy in academia poses a threat to anyone who may not have the correct Darwinian perspective. At Discovery Institute, we're very cognizant of this. Take, for example, this note by David Klinghoffer. Quote, young and vulnerable researchers with iconoclastic ideas about Darwinian evolution can face threats of career devastation if they open their mouths imprudently. That's one reason we are very careful about protecting the identity of students and scholars who are accepted to participate in our summer seminars. I recall being overzealous once about cropping out students in a photo of a seminar session to be published here at Evolution News. I worried that someone might be recognizable by the back of his or her head. A colleague reminded me, we don't worry about backs of heads, unquote. Actually, of late, we've revised that policy. We do worry about backs of heads. Such is the unfortunate reality when it comes to academic freedom on American campuses. But Kristof rebukes universities for their political intolerance, noting that lack of intellectual diversity harms quality of education, making classrooms into echo chambers rather than sounding boards. Kristof relies on Jonathan Haidt, a centrist social psychologist at New York University, who notes, quote, universities are unlike other institutions in that they absolutely require that people challenge each other so that the truth can emerge from limited, biased, flawed individuals. If they lose intellectual diversity, or if they develop norms of safety that trump challenge, they die. And that is what has been happening since the 1990s, unquote. In other words, education benefits from consideration of multiple viewpoints. Indeed, testing ideas against each other is vital. That absolutely requires intellectual diversity. Yet, we've seen case after case of universities that have forgotten this. It's interesting, for example, to reflect on how differently Baylor University would have treated advocates of intelligent design and evolution skeptics if scholars and administrators valued such diversity in science. Perhaps Baylor wouldn't have removed William Dembski from his post leading the Michael Pollyanny Research Center, which engaged in ID-related research, initially denied legal scholar Francis Beckwith tenure before deciding to reverse that decision, or taken off their website Dr. Robert Marks's grant-funded research project in evolutionary computing, the Evolutionary Informatics Lab. But in a follow-up article, Kristof makes clear that he doesn't think tolerating differences in academia should extend to dissent from evolution. Quote, mixed in here are legitimate issues. I don't think that a university should hire a nincompoop who disputes evolution or a racist who preaches inequality. But as I see it, the bigger problem is not that conservatives are infiltrating social science departments to spread hatred, but rather that liberals have turned departments into enclaves of ideological homogeneity. Sure, there are dumb or dogmatic conservatives, just as there are dumb and dogmatic liberals. So let's avoid those who are dumb and dogmatic without using politics or faith as a shorthand for mental acuity, unquote. What? First, Christoph groups dissent from evolution with racism. Second, he labels anyone who questions evolutionary theory as a nincompoop. Not only is this not complimentary, but it ignores the growing scientific dissent from neo-Darwinism. Of course, Christoph finishes by offering reasons to accept political diversity, including that stereotyping and discrimination are wrong, intellectual diversity is helpful to universities, and covering multiple points of view increases the relevance of the university to ongoing policy discussions. But Christoph is inconsistent. This rare academic freedom advocate doesn't think tolerance should apply to alternate viewpoints on evolution. He gives no thoughtful reason for this exception. There is ongoing scientific debate over whether evolutionary mechanisms can explain life's diversity. In Altenburg, Austria, in 2008, a group of 16 distinguished biologists got together to discuss holes in neo-Darwinism. Out of this conference came the book Evolution: The Extended Synthesis. The scientists of the third wave of evolution reject intelligent design, but question the ability of natural selection and random mutations to generate diverse biological species. The late biologist and member of the National Academy of Sciences, Lynn Margulis, stated, quote, "New mutations don't create new species. They create offspring that are impaired," unquote. Over 950 PhD scientists have signed the Scientific Dissent from Darwinism list, publicly affirming that they are, quote, "skeptical of claims for the ability of random mutations and natural selection to account for the complexity of life," unquote. For a summary of evolutionary theory's weaknesses, along with links to scientific articles challenging the major mechanisms of neo-Darwinism, read Casey Luskin's article, The Top 10 Scientific Problems with Biological and Chemical Evolution, on discovery.org. Christoph also says, quote, "We liberals should have the self-confidence to believe that our values can triumph in a fair contest in the marketplace of ideas," unquote. Good. But a fair contest implies familiarizing yourself with competing ideas that are out there in the marketplace. That he has not apparently done, at least when it comes to evolution. Rather than dismiss dissenting scientists as nincompoops, Nick Christoph could stand to spend some time on self-education. This has been Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Doug Axe, and I have a new book coming out on July 12th titled Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. And I think this book will give you a new take on your intuition about the design of life. If you go to the website undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, you have an opportunity to pre-order the book and receive some gifts. You'll get three books, one called Science and Human Origins, I did a chapter in that, another called Debating Darwin's Doubt that I've contributed to, and a copy of The Unofficial Guide to Cosmos. In addition, you get an opportunity to participate in a private exclusive conference call with me and Michael Medved, where you can put questions to me about the book and I'll do my best to answer them. So go to undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, pre-order the book, and you get these gifts, an opportunity to participate in the conference call. And be sure to tell your friends and family about the opportunity to pre-order as well at undeniabledesign.com.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.